This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our phone lines here at the studio are open for you right now. Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Love to get your question this morning for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. We're joined today by Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. Guys, how are we doing on this this morning after the storm?
We're doing well. We're enjoying a little coolness. Yes. I hate to say that during the summertime, but it feels really good.
It is very nice. Kyle, how are you doing on this great morning?
I'm doing great, Sean. Thanks.
Great to check in with both of you. And as mentioned, you guys are here to answer questions, and we'd love to get folks on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on with Malia and Kyle of Klaus Financial. Don't forget, you can learn more about Klaus Financial, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. On the website, you can learn more about Klaus Financial, their services, and of course, get to know their separate divisions. Another really cool thing there is an opportunity to stay current and get connected with the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a once a week email that has a little snapshot of what's going on in the markets, as well as a link to the most recent podcast. Again, that up at klausfinancial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary. We are going to be talking this week about something a little outside of the financial planner realm, which is things about long-term care and costs and how that actually does affect things like your retirement planning, and an important thing to be thinking about. But again, phone lines are open as well. If you've got questions, whether it's about long-term care or planning, it's a great opportunity to get you on the air. Another great opportunity coming up a little bit later on the show will be the Klaus Quiz Question Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. And the folks from Klaus Financial brought another one in this week, a $25 gift card to Amazon. Again, you'll have a chance to win that a little bit later on in the show. And before we get talking about some of the areas you guys work with people in when it comes to retirement planning, let's take a look back at last week's Klaus Quiz Question Week and look at not only the question, but the answer as well.
Yeah. So last week, of course, was one of our favorite topics we discuss quite often on here, which is Social Security and when you should perhaps consider collecting it. A lot of phone action last week. So big shout out to our winner, Dean of Madison, correctly answered the following question. True or false, delayed retirement credits, also known as DRCs, which come in at 8% per year, will be applied to my Social Security benefit if I wait to collect my benefit past my full retirement age, FRA. Is that true or false? He correctly answered that is true. So I assume Dean is waiting to get that 8% per year up until the age of 70. So congratulations to him, and thanks to all of you for listening every week.
That's pretty good incentive to wait. And if you miss any part of last week's program, don't forget you can always listen back at klausfinancial.com. So, of course, aside from helping folks with retirement investments, I know your firm works a lot in the capacity as financial planners and, of course, help people explore areas like long-term care and, of course, kind of that big stuff, which is how that can those costs could potentially affect their assets, correct?
Yeah, very true, Sean. Obviously, you know, when we tell people that we're financial advisors or financial planners, the first thing they go to is investments and what stock should I buy and stuff like that. And we like to reel them in a little bit and say, you know, that's only a piece of it when it comes to retirement planning. There's a lot of other big things to be aware of. And one of those things to be aware of is how you do mitigate the risk of how long-term care support and services could possibly impact your retirement portfolio. So many people have, you know, familiarity with this, whether it be a family member or something like that ends up needing home in or help in a nursing home or help around the house, things like that. And just something to keep in mind, we are licensed to sell insurance products, so we understand where they fit and how they work, but we do not actually write long-term care insurance to our clients. So this is, again, one of the biggest unsolved problems for people in retirement planning, especially for people in the middle and upper middle income brackets, is what to do about long-term care costs later in life. So one of the things to keep in mind is what exactly is long-term care. So everybody has their own opinion and their own thing in their mind of what it is and what the relevancy is and things like that. So there's some misconceptions about who's going to pay for what and how much long-term care costs, how much long-term care actually can cost. And we'll try to cover some of that stuff here today. So the first thing that we hear a lot is that people think that Medicare or Medicaid will pay for their entire long-term care. And unfortunately, this is not true. So Medicare does help pay for a lot of your costs when you first go into a nursing home, or if you have, let's say, a surgery and need to go to a rehab facility, Medicare does help pay with some of that stuff. However, it's only for the first 100 days total, and they only cover the first 20 days with no cost to you. Most people would get a Medicare supplement, which would help offset those costs from day 21 to day 100. But once you get past day 100, there's no more cost coverage through Medicare. So that's where it will start coming in, either out of your own pocket and your own assets, or if you have a long-term care policy, they typically kick in after those 100 days. They have a waiting period, it's called. So, and the other side is Medicaid. So people think that Medicaid will take care of all these costs, and it's very unlikely that you'll qualify for this assistance. Medicaid is a state-run, means-tested program, and so your assets must be depleted to a very low level before the government will step in and help you pay for long-term care bills. So this level varies on a state-by-state basis, and you should definitely check with your state medical assistance office to see whether you qualify. But like we said, most people are not going to be able to qualify for that.
Really good, good layout there as far as what we're going to be talking about today, and really, really great information. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, online, klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. And as we're hearing about this stuff, I think the first thing that comes to mind is money. Let's talk about how expensive long-term costs can be and how they've risen, and kind of on the other side of things, how expensive those policies to help with these costs, how they're faring.
Yeah, so we're kind of talking about both sides of this. How much would the care cost if you needed the care for yourself or for a loved one? And then how do I mitigate that risk by perhaps looking at getting a long-term care policy that would help pay for some of that? So I know many people, you know, as Kyle started out this morning, many people hear this, oh, long-term care. And most of us just want to think about a fun retirement, right? That's all we really want to care, think about. So many of us are going, la, 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 I don't want to hear about this. And yet, for many of us, unfortunately, we know of someone or have a family member that has gone through this excruciating process of paying out money for the long-term care that they might need. So we did look at Genworth, who they do have a lot of long-term care insurance products out there. They did a 2021 study, and they found that the monthly cost for long-term care ranges from $7,756 per month, which is about $255 per day, for a semi-private room across the country, as to as high as over $8,800 for a private room in a nursing home. So in Wisconsin, the average price for a semi-private is $8,684, and for a private room, over $9,000. So many people simply do not have the resources to budget for those kind of expenses, especially since no one knows how long this expense can linger. And that's the problem. We look at statistics, and statistics would show us that most people will only need 2 to 3 years of actual long-term care that's really probably necessitating a full-time nurse and so forth. But we have those extremes where people are needing it for 5 to 8 years. And if that's going to take a lot from your retirement assets, that's why you may want to consider looking at some long-term care policies. So as far as the cost of policies, this is dictated by your age, your health, and the type of policy. So for traditional long-term care policies, the American Association for Long-Term Care had a price index survey in 2021. They found that the average premium currently for a couple age 55 is about $3,000 per year combined. So again, people are applying earlier because generally they're in better health. However, many people wait till they're in their 60s to get policies, but obviously due to health and age, the premiums may be much higher. And so the wrong time to apply for a policy like this is when you already feel like you have some debilitating effects, because that definitely will be considered by the underwriter. So there's basically two different realms of long-term care policies. There's the traditional ones, and the thought process behind that is if you never need it, whether you need it or not, you're going to lose it. In other words, you pay the premium and it's gone forever. So use it or lose it idea. And sometimes those types of policies are actually more difficult to qualify, but they might be more reasonable to afford the premium. So looking at traditional ones that have been around for the last 20 to 30 years. The other types of policies out there we consider hybrid policies. They're life/long-term care. So with these types of policies, if you actually never need to use the care, the benefit can come back to you or to your estate with a death benefit that goes to your estate. So those types of insurance products are actually easier to swallow, so to speak, because you understand that you're not going to completely lose it if you don't need the care. But the premiums also sometimes might be more expensive. So what we would suggest is you talk to your financial advisor or long-term care specialist and look at, does it make sense given my level of assets? Should I consider even applying for one of these policies? Just because you apply doesn't mean you get approved. Let me put that out there. Some people are like, well, I don't want to have to pay that premium. And I'm on the other side saying, we don't even know if they'll take you. So you got to look at it from both positions. I feel really good. I had a client yesterday I was speaking with who has the appropriate amount of retirement assets, but equally also has a long-term care policy that will cover them so that they won't have to pull from retirement assets that they're going to be able to leave to their beneficiaries in the future. So it really is a perfect storm when people have that built into their whole financial plan to have at least considered it and then many times have opted for it.
Really good guidance on that, and definitely something to weigh and consider as we talk about a lot of options that are available to you. You definitely want to think those things through and make sure you got all your ducks in a row. And that's the importance of planning. It's also the importance of asking really good questions. And we'd love to hear from you if you've got any questions for, of course, Malia and Kyle of Kloss Financial. We'd love to get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air with your question. Don't forget, Malia and Kyle, they come to us from Kloss Financial, the website KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. And the office, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and Kyle. We'll talk about what is covered. What about things like nursing facilities or hospice cares or some of that traditional long-term stuff? We'll get the details from Kyle and Malia, and we'll get your call next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite. If you've got questions for Malia and Kyle, still got time to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial online, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Do not forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Talking about things like long-term care and its planning here on, of course, Money in Motion. Got a question? Telephone number 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll get you on the air. And one of the things, too, as we look about and look into long-term care insurance, it doesn't only cover nursing facilities, right? And what about if you don't actually even need that care? What do you need to know about that area?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So yes, it's true. Like Malia said, there are some older traditional long-term care policies, we call them, that have been around for 30 and 40 years that are still out there. Maybe your parents are in their 90s and they bought it, you know, back in the 80s or something like that. So there are policies out there that are still in the books that just cover the stay in a nursing home. So to figure out what their policy covers, it's important to actually look at the policy and kind of get an idea of what, so you know exactly what it covers, because many of these old ones do cover just your traditional nursing home. home stays. However, today, most of the newer long-term care policies generally cover home health care, hospice care, respite care, and traditional long-term care facilities, as well as memory care facilities too. So in short, the newer long-term care policies allows you to seek whatever type of care you'll need without taking too much from your portfolio, whether that's in a nursing facility or if you just have to hire someone to come in and help you cook and clean. Most of the newer policies can cover that kind of stuff. And so to your other question, Sean, what do you think if you don't need the care? Well, hopefully none of us need that care, and we all want to, you know, stay as healthy as we can, as long as we can, and not get put in this situation. But you can't say with any certainty whether you'll need it or not. And it's certainly possible that you don't end up needing it. But the odds that you'll need some form of long-term care, again, this can be just help in a rehab facility or anything like that after a surgery and things like that, it's probably higher than you think. So according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the average 65-year-old today has a 70% chance of needing some kind of long-term care services eventually. So again, you're talking 7 in 10 are going to need some form of long-term care services. And of those that need it, most will use it for about 2 years, but around 20% will need it for more than 5 years. So again, that's a huge difference when you're talking, you know, $100,000 a year, like Malia was explaining, $8,000-$9,000 a month. That can be really, really expensive. So, and with the cost of care, like I just said, exceeding those six figures in some parts of the country, it's an expense that can rapidly deplete the savings if you need prolonged care and don't have coverage. So many people out there probably have stories of, you know, someone that unfortunately was diagnosed with something and they were in the home for 5 or 6 years, and at $100,000 a year, it kind of burns through all of your assets. So those are the ones that we're really trying to protect against.
Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. Sorry about that, Kyle. Didn't mean to step on your toes there. One of the things you often hear people talk about is, I'll hold off. I'm just too young to buy a policy. What's the guidance there?
Yeah, it's a great question, Sean. So to avoid paying those premiums before making use of the benefits, the temptation, like you said, is to put it off purchasing it as long as you can. Because again, nobody likes writing these checks each year for this policy that you're not going to use for hopefully, you know, 30 or 40 years, depending on when you take it out. So this opens you up. If you don't buy it at the proper time, you can see the risk of the premiums go really, really high. Because again, as more people use long-term care with advancing medical, you know, technology and stuff like that, the insurance companies do tend to raise these prices over time. So generally the premiums are going to go up, or worse, you know, if you have a health issue, then you won't be able to get covered if you have pre-existing conditions and stuff like that. So just as you're not able to purchase a homeowner's insurance policy if your house is on fire, you can't sign up for a long-term care policy if you already need care, or maybe your cognitive skills have begun to already fail, stuff like that.
So importance of planning and being prepared, and of course having these conversations well beforehand. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. No charge for the initial get to know you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their telephone number 442-5637. We'll talk about family and friends and looking to them, or self-funding. We'll get some of the details from Malia and Kyle. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with Malia Cuevas and Kyle Kite this morning from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're talking about long-term care, I think of the TV show The Golden Girls, and I think, it's a good show. But probably not realistic when it comes to kind of how sometimes these situations are structured. So let's talk about if you eventually do need care, can you depend on family or friends to provide it? Or what do we know there?
Yeah, so it's a really good question. And I would say here in the United States, we're a little different than most other countries. We really do have a separation of family in that you live your life, your parents live elsewhere. And then when it comes to actually needing care, there has to be some adjustments made because generally people aren't living really in proximity. So the truth is about 65% of adults needing long-term care today, they do rely on their friends and their family to provide it. But it's really important for yourself to realize which family members are likely to provide that care for you. And many people don't have children, so that brings up a whole nother aspect as to what will happen for them. So the reality right now is that 25% of the caregivers today, they're actually considered the sandwich generation caregivers because they're providing care to their children and then also to older adults. So this can obviously be difficult to maintain for families involved. And what we see oftentimes is people are leaving the workforce earlier than they expected, and they tend to retire sooner so that they can take care of mom or dad, which obviously has a, you know, double whammy effect because they've got time away from their own families, and also it's impacting their retirement assets by doing that. Because generally they're not getting paid to take care of mom or dad. 34% of the caregivers are 65 and older. So this is really something we're seeing rise quite quickly. Is imagine this, you're 85 years old and you need care, and you're likely to be having your 65-year-old retired child caring for you, which physically might not make a lot of sense. So we're seeing it. I mean, we have many clients in their 90s now. Mm. So we're talking their children are in their 70s. So I don't care how healthy you are as a 70-year-old, trying to pick mom or dad up to get them where they need to be physically, it might not just be exactly how you pictured it. So again, the conversation for needing future long-term care is a real one, because you're going to have to understand that physically your children might not even be able to help you. And another important fact is that 65% of the caregivers are female. Not a big surprise, but if you're thinking that your sons, and there's a lot of wonderful sons, I have two of them. If you're thinking, though, that they're going to be able to leave their jobs because they most likely have a family, many times they are the breadwinners, that they're going to be able to leave their job to care for you, that might not be the case. So again, we really need to look at our own situations and figure out, are we going to, quote, be a burden to our children? Or are we going to have other assistance coming from other avenues?
A lot of this stuff all leads back to the importance of planning. Talking this morning with Malia and Kyle, and one thing before we get to the Kloss Quiz Question Week, self-funding. What about that as an option?
Yeah, great question, Sean. And again, we like to look at the statistics when it comes to these types of things. So 57.5% of individuals turning 65 between 2015 and 2019 will spend less than $25,000 on long-term care during their lifetimes. However, 15.2% of that same age group will spend more than $250,000 on long-term care. So again, the difference between 25 and 250,000 is a huge difference. And it's something to definitely plan for. But many times, high income or high net worth people can successfully plan to self-fund their long-term care costs. And even middle-income earners, you know, you still have a home. If your home's paid for, that's a nice asset that if you're unfortunately going into a nursing home, you probably don't need your own home anymore. So you could sell that and self-fund it that way too. But something to think about, you know, if you've got a nice substantial income between, maybe you both have pensions and you both have Social Security and you've got, you know, 100 grand coming in between those sources, maybe, you know, long-term care isn't a huge need for you. Because if you've got a substantial portfolio along with 100 grand coming in, you're probably going to be okay and be able to self-fund it. But it's definitely something to consider. And like we always say, you want to talk to a financial planner and, you know, a long-term care specialist when it comes to these things.
Pretty eye-opening numbers this morning, that's for sure. Talking this morning with Kyle Kite and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Go on to hold on to that telephone number as well, because it's time now for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Works like this. Just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer to Kloss Financial's office, you'll win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card to Amazon. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. According to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, What percentage of average 65-year-old persons living today will eventually need long-term care services? Is it 25% or 70%? Telephone number 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that prize, of course, as well. That's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Again, their number 442-5637. Malia, Kyle, always great hanging out. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Sean.
Of course, we'll talk with our friends from Making Dreams Realty next here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial. Money, 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 money.